There's a new city policy for the swimming pools, he said. A group of us parents have been meeting with the mayor and the city council and some folks from the churches. We argued a lot at first. Some people even wanted to file a lawsuit against the city. Finally, everyone agreed that this silent agreement has to end. The pools will be officially integrated. That means that white people and black people can swim together there without being harassed. In fact, there are going to be both white and black lifeguards.
But won't those same people make trouble? Jean asked.
She was still feeling left out because she had missed the excitement at the pool. They may want to, their father answered, but the police will stop them. The first day the pool was open, Dan and Jean were waiting by the doors. Soon Jesse came bounding up the steps, carrying his swim trunks and towel. Oh boy, this is going to be fun, he said. Since it was the first day, the changing rooms were crowded with eager swimmers. Dan sat on the edge of the pool, waiting for Jean. As her big brother, he was supposed to watch out for her, even though she was a good swimmer, too. As Dan dangled his feet in the water, Jesse sat down next to him. He waved at one of the lifeguards. That's my big brother. He just got home from the army in Korea. He's really happy that we can use this pool now. So am I. Me too, answered Dan. This is the way it should be. Feature box. Historical note. This story is fiction, but similar incidents took place at swimming pools in many places in both the North and the South. One city pool in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for instance, was closed in the early 1950s after rocks and bricks were thrown at people trying to integrate the pool. It was a long struggle. As late as 1969, people were still trying to integrate public pools.